Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis. The Mechaber discusses cutting tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim es amilo. There are certain strips of skin that are tzitzin which ma'akv the milo, that without this the milo is not kosher. And there are certain tzitzin, certain strips that are not ma'akv es amilo. You're supposed to cut them. If you didn't cut them, but you have it, the milo is still kosher. Now on Shabbos, which is Mila's Deicha Shabbos, so while you're doing the Mila, you cut everything, cut even the parts that are not ma'akiv. However, once you're ready to finish the Mila, so now you look at it. If there are tzitzin ma'akvim that you missed, then you go back. It means the Mila is not done yet, because there's still things that are there that withhold the cash of the Mila. It's not a kosher Mila yet. However, if all the tzitzin ma'akvim are cut, and now there's only left tzitzin ma'akvim, so then you leave it. You cannot go back to cut it. Shabbos is not nidcha for just cutting tzitzin ma'akvim as a Mila. What's called tzitzin ma'akvim? What's called tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim? Shulchan Aruch says that if even on one place of the Torah, Rav Goiva, most of the height of the Torah is still covered by strips of skin, that's ma'akv the Mila. And that you can go back for on Shabbos even before you finish the Mila. However, if that's not remaining, if it's only a small amount that's left, then as long as doing the Mila, you can cut it. Once the Mila is done, it's done. You don't go back for that. Mishnah Berurah says that the same Rav Goiva, most of the height of the Torah, even one place, is ma'akv the Mila. He's so too, and even more so, it's Pashut, that Rav the Kefa, most of the circumference of the Atara, is still covered at one spot, even if it's not Rav Goiva. It's just Rav the Kefa, most of the circumference of the Atara is still covered by skin. That's for sure Ma'akiv the Milo, and that still has to be cut, and you go back for that on Shabbos. Now, Shtibor brings from the Sheiran that if one finished the Milo, but the Priya was not done yet, so it's considered you're still in the middle of the Mila, and you can go back and remove the Tzitzim She'ena Ma'akvim as the Mila. It's called the Mila is still going on. Even the second person is doing the Priya. The first person in the meantime can go back and cut the Tzitzim She'ena Ma'akvim, and it's called the Mila is still going on because the Priya is still ongoing. As opposed to if the Mila and Priya are both done, but the Mitzitza is still going on, that the Mishnah Berurah says the Ran has a suffix. Is it still considered that the Mila is going on, therefore you can still cut Tzitzim She'ena Ma'akvim because it's called the Mila is not complete yet? Or is it called the Mila is complete? And even though you're still doing the Mitzitza is just for a fool. The Ran is Mitzvah, if Mitzitza is part of the Ikar Mitzvah, or just for a fool. That would be dangerous to the baby to do a Mila and a Priya and not do Mitzitza after it. It's not part of the Ikar Mitzvah Mila. And if that's the case, you know Mitzitza solves Deicha Shabbos. However, it's not considered the Mila is still going on, and therefore at that point you'd not be able to go back anymore to Tzitzim She'ena Ma'akvim. Sif Gimel. The Machaber discusses now, goes back to something we've had in the past, if you have a child that's born prematurely, a Ben Ches, if he's born at 8 months of pregnancy, or if it's a Suffolk if he's been Zion Ben Ches, not sure if it's 7 months or 8 months, you're not sure exactly when is when he was conceived, so you're not sure if it's a Ben Zion or Ben Ches. So it's Gomer Sarv, it's a part of those features that we always talk about, if they're finished, the hair and the nails, the fingernails, toenails are finished, then we assume it's a Bar Kayama, and you can do the Mila. However, if it's not Gomer Sarv, it's a part of, so then, if it's a Sovik Ben Zayin, Sovik Ben Ches, not sure if it's a Bar Kayama, then you cannot do the Mila on Shabbos. As opposed to a regular full-term baby, that the Mila is Deicha Shabbos, even if it's Loi Gomer Sarvitzi Parnov, and the same applies to Ben Zayin, a baby born after 7 months, also assumed to be Bar Kayama, and his Mila is Deicha Shabbos, not Gomer Sarvitzi Parnov. It's only if it's a Ben Ches, or a Sovik Ben Ches, so then it's not Gomer Sarvitzi Parnov, those features, the hair and the nails, not complete, his Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. The Ramah says to look at what he writes here, Deir Sim Reish Samachvav. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us what the Ramah writes over there. There the Ramah writes that the Sfeikus, the Mila of a Sovik Bar Kayama, is Deicha Shabbos. Because of Manashach, either way it's good. If he's a Bar Kayama, his Mila is Deicha Shabbos. If he's not a Bar Kayama, he's really a Nefa, he's not going to live, so then there's no real Isser involved in doing his Mila on Shabbos. What's the Isser that's involved in doing a Bris Mila? It's because you're making somebody bleed, you're making the child bleed, you're making Chaburo, it's making him bleed. However, if he's not a Bar Kayama, so it's not considering a person bleed, it's if he's, so to speak, not like a person, and therefore just cutting flesh. It's not considered that you're taking blood out from Mokha Chibura and making somebody bleed. And because of that, therefore the Ramah holds that the Sfeikus, you could mild them on Shabbos. Because if he's a Bar Kayama, his Mila is Deicha Shabbos. If he's not a Bar Kayama, there's no real Malach involved. There's also no reason why his Mila should not be Deicha Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's Machlek Sachrenim, whether we go like the Machaber or the Ramah, Nara Nara Pashta, each place you do like it's Minig, whether it's Imal, the Savik Bar Kayama is on Shabbos, or whether not to.